Okay, Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet is back. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, bringing you your Friday morning show about jazz drummer Paul Modian. Today I'm featuring a 1977 rehearsal and gig tape, and also Paul Modian's composition, Gang of Five. So before the top of the hour, we heard Gang of Five from the 1996 Amadeo CD Perspective, which is a Wolfgang Muthspiel album. Wolfgang Muthspiel on guitars and violin, Mark Johnson on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. I don't think I've ever played from that CD before. It's really quite nice. Nice long version of Gang of Five there. And then before that, we heard Calypso, which is the first cut on the rehearsal tape of that song with Charles Brackeen, David Isenson, and Paul Modian, and really most of the cuts on the rehearsal are calypso. And it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of chatter, and there's also a lot of different ways of playing it. So I'm going to be featuring those in the second half, and then at the very end, I'm going to play the version that was recorded for the album Dance for ECM Records in the fall of 1977. So the show's probably going to go a little long today, so stay tuned after the top of the hour for probably another 10 minutes or so. And at the top of that set, we heard the Charles Brackeen song Person, featuring him on soprano saxophone, David Isenson on bass, and Paul Modian on drums, from a gig they did at an office party in Nyack, New York in 1977 on January 29th. I'm going to read again from Paul's autobiography. And this is the very first chapter, which is kind of about the Gang of Five, Paul's gang when he was a kid. Gang fight. I don't know how it started. Some of us were on the roof of the playground building, and others were down below. Rocks were being thrown up at us as we were tearing off shingles and slinging them down at the kids below. It got out of hand and someone called the police. I jumped off the roof and then climbed over the metal fence that surrounded the playground and ran home. A clean getaway, I thought. Later that evening, a policeman came to my house and gave my mother a summons. I found myself in juvenile court a few days later. Someone had turned me in. I was mad at myself for getting busted and mad at whoever turned me in, and my mother was mad at me. After the cop left, she screamed at me, "You're always in trouble." The judge was angered to see me. It was the second time in the last few months that I had faced the same judge. I had been in court earlier that year for severely damaging the carousel in Roger Williams Park. A few neighborhood kids had gone with me to the park, and we destroyed the wooden horses on the merry-go-round by chopping them up with an axe. The place was closed for the winter, and there wasn't a soul around. We trashed the place. We broke benches and threw the 78 phonograph records from the carousel onto the ice-covered lake by the boathouse. A police car happened by. I ran away and went home. I thought I was safe, but someone had given the police my name, and the cops came to our house. Someone had squealed. The judge wanted to send me to Sauconasset, a home for delinquent boys, but my father was able to talk him out of it. I've got another version. First we're going to hear another little shortcut of the Calypso rehearsal, and then we're going to hear the version of Gang of Five from Live at the Village Vanguard, Volume 3.
Let's try and see if we can play on it and see how it is to play on, all right? Yeah. Mm. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Gang of Five, live at the Village Vanguard in 2006, 2010 Winter End Winter Release. Chris Potter on tenor saxophone, Matt Manieri on viola, Masabumi Kikuchi on piano, Larry Grenadier on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And I'm going to read about the rehearsal tape from Paul's notebook next. So at first I didn't think that there was a set list for this rehearsal tape, which so I listened to the songs and to identify them, and they were almost all calypso, so that wasn't too hard. But then I looked again in the notebook, and because I thought it was odd that he didn't have anything, because Paul was so organized and consistent. He wrote so much down. It's really great when I'm organizing stuff to have these notebooks. And then I saw in little handwriting, it says rehearsal tape from July 12th of 1977. But then he wrote tape is marked June 12th. So actually this whole rehearsal thing isn't in June. It's in July. I only discovered this morning. So, and he lists the songs, Triste, which we heard, and then there are multiple versions of Calypso. And then it ends with one version of Abacus, but that gets cut off, so I'm not going to play that. But and this rehearsal was, I believe, at David Isenson's house, because it says next rehearsal, David Isenson's. And you could hear in that early cut that Paul forgot his brushes, and then Charles Barkeen was saying that, yeah, he had to go back for his bag. He had to walk through three extra blocks because they wanted to practice a waltz song, which at this time Paul was calling it waltz chant. And he had with brushes question mark. And then said R&R in the playing part, ballad on the inside and outside. And then he wrote in later, did not go over this piece. And I think it's because he forgot his brushes. And rehearsal with two new pieces, and Trist and Calypso. I don't know what the new pieces were. We didn't, doesn't really say, so. So next up, I have another little short version of Calypso. And then we're going to hear Lullaby, which I don't think it's the same date, but I'm pretty sure it's the same group. But it was on the same tape.
You want to cut in?
In other words, I got the first part kind of figured out where I do that offbeat. Then we, bah, 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 we change the character a little more. Mm-hmm. And then I want to do the last part in unison, the last phrase in unison.
Yeah,
that all of us.
I don't think you should change the character too much in the middle part, so that it's not so. I don't think it should be so obvious. You know? Nice to change it some, but
it's so obvious.
Not. I mean,
we don't exaggerate so much.
Yeah. Right. All right. Okay.
Just once, so I could hear it, but I think I would like to hear how that would sound when it would suddenly be fantastically clean. Then you gotta make your shorts very.
That was the song Lullaby on the same rehearsal tape as the set 1977, the one that I've been featuring, but I think it's a little bit earlier. Paula recorded over part of it, and there isn't any bass on that, so it's just Charles Brackeen and Paul Modian, a very heavy bells and percussion version of Lullaby. And before that, we heard a little short version of the Calypso rehearsal. I'm going to read another page from Paul's autobiography about his childhood. My third time in court was for robbery. I had been caught stealing from stores in the downtown area. I was afraid for the first time because if I was to see the same judge again, I was sure he would have put me away. I got lucky. When I walked into the courtroom with my father, I saw a new and different judge on the bench. I was released in the custody of my father. I was always in trouble. In a street fight one day, committing robbery in a department store another day, running away from the police a few times. I never felt guilty about any of it. Drove my family nuts. My mother called me Crazy Paul. I didn't tell her about my schoolyard fight at the Friendship Street School. One kid had come up to me and called me Nigger Lips. Was it when I was only in the first or second grade? I just want to say that Paul's history makes me feel that we shouldn't give up on people, especially kids who get into trouble. They can always change, and they can become really great people. So that's my feeling about it. And I just have to say that we need to resist the new administration of this country. It's getting really bad. The latest is they're cutting pretty much every single social program that there is, with the justification that something like there's no proven benefit to Meals on Wheels. I mean, Meals on Wheels? Give me a break, people. This program, all it pays for is the gas of the volunteers who drive to elderly people's houses and shut-ins houses to give them a hot meal once a day. The program is totally fueled by volunteers, and the program costs next to nothing for what it gives, keeping people in their homes when, if they didn't have that service, they'd have to go to a nursing home. That's a lot more expensive. I don't know what the whole agenda is. Everything that we're doing, it has to make money for the greedy people at the top, like Donald Trump and Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell. Really horrible, horrible human beings. So resist. Keep resisting. I know I am. I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio, one of the places of freedom in this country where you can say what you want on the air. And we are streaming live at WRFR.org and tuning in at 93.3 on your FM dial locally is another way to listen. So next up, I have another version of Calypso. This is from the 1977, actually July 12 rehearsal tape. And we're going to follow that up with another version of Gang of Five from the Marshall Solel album Ballade du Ten Mars. That's horrible. Sorry for my horrible French.
Thank you.
last note you'd play an octave higher.
Thank you.
Gang of Five from the 1999 Soul Note release, Ballad du Ten Mars, and that is Marshall Solal piano, Mark Johnson on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And before that, you heard a version of Calypso. These last two that I'm playing from the rehearsal tape are the ones Paul marked that he really liked. I've got one more that I'm going to play, and that will take us about to the top of the hour. And then I'm going to come back after the top of the hour because I really wanted to play the version that they recorded for ECM Records in the fall of 1977 on the album Dance. But when I was printing out the autobiography pages, I printed out a page just sort of by mistake, randomly, and so I think I should read it. I consider myself self-taught. No one showed me how to play music. I had all those drum lessons as a kid, but never on the drum set, always reading from drum books. I didn't learn how to listen to changes or how to listen to melodies or how to keep time. I learned from playing. I learned from experience, from doing. There's nothing like the feeling of the right pair of drumsticks in your hands, the roundness, the barely visible light polish. Years later, I studied with Billy Gladstone. He used to sandpaper his sticks to prevent them from slipping out of his hands. Drumsticks, all wood, perfectly straight, perfect weight, like a pen or a pencil in the hand of a writer or a paintbrush in the hand of a painter, the force against force, stick to cymbal, the feel of balance, the connection to the music.
What you're talking about coming your way? You coming?
Something new.
Yeah. What?
Silence.
And then back in.
Then he comes back in again. We don't do that, man. Never.
It's a
fantastic tune. And you might be just clicking away on your little stick and then. That's very potent, man. Just a little tip.
Yeah.
And I come in. Silence.
The very last time you're talking about.
No, not all the way through, man. You can blow.
Sorry.
You can blow everybody's. You can really. You can't do it. Down there, you know. Just.
Okay.
Silence.
All right.
Thank you.
Here's the song Calypso from the album Dance to end Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet, a little bit of an extended show today.